Blog Talk Radio.
Days way back, days were real shit pop. At the table discussing real hip hop. I'm CDI, officially spitting. Got a fact, call in and give your opinion. Tell that other garbage to wrap it up, it's all over. Lush pretty much got it covered from all over. And don't say I ain't so cold, warn ya. Like a wrestling ring is wrapped in four corners. I'm CDI, listen to people's choice. Right now with Lush, you lush the people's voice. Make sure that you logging in the rush, and you locking in with us, and you're locking into Lush. Oh yes, and you know that they feeling it, cause they on the phone like
Blog Talk Radio, I'm feeling this.
I'm telling you right now, I'm done playing, yo. Yeah, people need to log on to Lush Radio.
Yeah, it's your girl, I see Lush live in the building all day, every day, getting it in like I always do. Well, you know what it is, man. It's Wonderful Wednesday, and we talk about industry cats. Basically, we talk about the cats that's basically owning businesses and doing big things, the movers and the shakers that you basically need to be getting in contact with. These are the people who are the CEOs, the executives. You definitely need to holler at them, whether they be in the community, small businesses, a company, a brand, whatever it is. We're talking about them. We're talking with them. We're getting insight. We're getting knowledge, man. This is going to be a very informative show. Make sure you get your pen and your pad. We got to thank our sponsor, Strictly Bump One, one of the hottest urban clothing lines worldwide, international. They're doing a 21-city tour. It's the countdown. It's getting close to it. 21-city tour. Log on to www.myperformancetour.com. Tell them Diverse Media Group sent you. Also, we want to thank Diverse Media Group for LLC for all their marketing needs, definitely supporting the whole movement. Also, we want to also thank the Street Queens, the movement, and our girl Ashley is definitely doing the graphics, Miss Photographics going down. Shout out to Busy B. His birthday party was great. You know, Freeway was in the building. It went down on Sunday, shutting it down. You already know what it is. Your girl, let's live in the building. Today, we are going to have Future Guru. Yeah, I know him. He's online, always getting it in all day, every day. We're going to have Future Guru. He's doing his thing. I'm talking about marketing guru, the man with the plan. You need traffic to your site. You need somebody to really have serious awareness online or what's going on. You need to holler at this dude. This is the dude that you need to get in contact with, along with the owner, CEO of Making It Magazine, one of the hottest magazines hitting the scene, and it's definitely, you know, some good insight, and they're definitely dropping some jewels for the people. So right now, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go to the phone lines and get it in. What's up? How you doing today, Future Guru?
Hey, Lush Radio Online, I appreciate the shout-out. I want to shout-out to everybody out there listening. I appreciate y'all supporting www.com Lush Radio. And it's a beautiful thing. The way she introduced me is just so wonderful because we building right now. She just gave me the greatest introduction anybody can give me right now. I mean, this movement is really going on right now, and I just want everybody to just pay attention. And we got some big things going with the music, the mixtape promotion, the video promotion. And I help everybody online. It's not just music with me, you know. And Lush knows that, and I appreciate her just supporting and wanting to network. And we bring in a lot of people just to get a buzz. I mean, this is what it's all about. We actually online right now, and if we in business, we looking for a buzz. And we're going to help y'all. I'm committed to it. Lush Radio is committing to it. And we just going to have some new things going on. Appreciate everybody on. Who else is on right now?
We got a co-host.
I want to shout out to co-host if you got a co-host. I'm not sure.
co-host ain't on in a minute. We're going to have your boy from Making It Magazine that's going to be stopping through in a few, you know what I'm saying, and telling us about Making It Magazine and that whole movement also.
Well, that's beautiful. That's a good look. I appreciate this call right now, though. That's amazing right now that we just networked in a short amount of time and know we have some direction and strategies already. And basically, this is what it's all about. We know what we're doing. I mean, that's probably one of my slogans right now for 2010. We know what we're doing. I mean, I'm trying to surround myself with that type of environment. I mean, for networking, that's what it's all about.
That's real talk. And, Future Guru, man, you know, where did you get that name from? You know what I mean? Future Guru.
I got to tell you, that name, it came to me because I wanted to establish myself as somebody that could help other people online. And when you think about the streets, you think about business, a corporate, you got to have a certain image out here, and basically I'm bringing it to Twitter, I'm bringing it to all these other social sites like Trunk Hustlers and MP3 Wax, This Is 50, and I'm dealing with our stage, and it's 45,000 artists over there hungry. I got rock bands hollering at me for promotion, so I'm not just dealing with, I mean, I love hip-hop, is what I am, but for the most part, we got other people that have a voice, and there's some real good music out here. We know what we're talking about when we be tuning in to Star Search. People tuning in to Star Search for talent. American Idol, my bad, American Idol. It's talent out here, for real, and I mean, we got to put ourselves in the mix. If you ain't in the mix, what you here for? I'm only talking to people who deal with people that want to be in the mix, want to make it somewhere.
And you know what? And talking about that, you know, because a lot of people need to basically broaden their horizons, because it's not just about, you know, hip hop, which we all love it, you know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of the music industry has become very saturated with the same thing. What do you feel are some of the challenges when dealing with trying to market or cause traffic for an artist site or a company?
The artist got to have a desire to want to elevate from where they are. Stop trying to be local. The internet is here for y'all who don't even know how to, that don't even realize that you're not getting record deals anymore. So first of all, you need to challenge yourself and try to put yourself in position on the internet and create a presence that's like next level. Because you can look like a million online. I can help you. I can help your MySpace page. I can help your personal website. And what happens is it doesn't stop there. With me, it includes promotion. And it's a simple philosophy. And it's for me now. And I got a lot of people supporting that.
And that's real talk. And if you're just joining us right now, like I said, we're going to be dropping some serious jewels. We have right now Future Guru live in the building, you know what I'm saying, master when it comes to bringing traffic to your site. And we have the CEO, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Kelby, of Making It Magazine, that's going to be live in the building, you know what I'm saying. We're going to go to the phone line, see if we got Mr. Kelby on the line. 773, you're live in the building.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? Call us on the 773.
Yeah, that's me. What's going on?
Hey, is this Mr. Kelby?
Huh?
Is this Mr. Kelby?
No. I seen on Twitter that you guys had a thing going on, so I came by to, you know, show my support again.
Oh, that's what's up, man. This is my people from the Chi-Town, right? Is this Chi up here?
Yep, that's me.
That's what's up, man. This definitely, you know what I'm saying, my people from the Chi-Town. Definitely got, you know what I'm saying, support the Chi. Did you have a question for Future Guru?
Well, yeah, you know, I wanted to just pretty much know, like what typical budgets do you? Because I just got in on it, so I don't know if you answered this question already, but basically, I just basically want to know, like, with your services, what you offer, like, what can you do for people that's trying to get that presence?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that. for the most part, what we do for people is basically, because I don't just deal with music, and like I said, it's important to have people that know what they're doing when it comes to your internet promotion. The reason being, yeah, I do have a blog. Everybody say blog. I have a website. I have a blog. But for the most part, I advertise there, and I help other people advertise. I get a lot of traffic to my website. I've been involved with the internet since 01, 02. It's not new to me. I study HTML programming and website development, and now I have another way to help people once they get their website. You can say, oh, man, I spent $2,000 on my website. It's fly. But guess what? If you only have 5 hits to your website today, I mean, you need to talk to me because I can help that out. I mean, I can really help that out. And then you think about it where if you say, I have a promotion, I have a flyer, I need some people to see that. I can include you in my email, and my email blast is just so ridiculous because I'm networking with so many people every day on a daily basis. I have marketers that send me thousands of emails for contacts, people that opt in to know about what we do. It doesn't help me to not want to have a network that people don't want to know what I do, because then I'm wasting everybody's time. So everybody wants to know what I do, so it helps me to create that for your company. I have a corporate sponsor, and what happens is they know what I do. I can ask them to pay me, like, they pay me 5 times what I regularly charge. So with that being said, they know my track record. They see my presence. They know that I can help Coca-Cola just like I can help them. Yeah. I mean, if I say Nestle's want me to promote them online, I could do that too. But you know what? I got another responsibility because Nestle don't know who I am. But there are a bunch of people that do, and I help them. I don't let them down once they commit. You know, once they commit. So I do offer services such as email promotion, email blast. I offer website traffic in this regard. If you have a link, if you have a business that needs to have some presence, then you need to email me at futureguru100. At Gmail, futureguru100@gmail.com. And what I will do from there is show you a few websites. I do banners online. I design banners. I can put your links in so many different websites. By the time you get a chance to see if you have a site counter on your website, you'll see that your hits will go up and you'll start to see more people wanting to know about what you do.
Real quick, sorry to interrupt. We got Miss Photographics in the chat room, and she wants to know what's your Twitter, Future Guru.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. It's the same thing like I just said on my Gmail. It's futureguru100@com. FutureGuru100. And when you go to my Twitter page, feel free to click on any link you see, including Lush Radio Online. Because I'm asking a bunch of people to follow her. You know, I wake up and I can teach people how to use Twitter, too. I mean, that's a funny thing because I got to tell y'all, I got like 5,000 strong on Twitter. And it's a blessing because people that follow me, they actually holler at me. I holler at them. And it's a corporate look that I have. It's a street look that I have. And I'm blessed to have it. I mean, I appreciate everybody shouting me out every day. Like, it's like a beautiful thing when it works. When you learn how to use Twitter, like, people don't really realize they I'm bringing them from MySpace to Twitter. I've been doing that for a little while now, but not really going in. But everybody's already there. So, I mean, it's just like when you start hollering at people, you gotta follow up, man. You gotta let them know who you are. Let them know what your business. State your business, man, because I'm not playing. I don't play around on Twitter. Anytime you see me supporting people, it's because we making moves. I'm not up there playing. And, I mean, it's all good to have a little Twitter life, man, but, I mean, I'm up here for business, man. I've been about this business. And that's what I like to let my clients know. I go up the bat for them. Like, if you don't feel like swinging the bat, let me do it.
Definitely. I definitely can't come co-sign for this cat. He definitely go hard. Once you say you ready to work, you ready to work. He like, send me stuff. And he gets it cracking, you know what I'm saying? So,
that's right. Send me your info. And if you're into music, we can start it like this. Send me some promo pics, MP3s to the same Gmail. And we going, if you hot now, though, I mean, you know, if you hot, I'm gonna check you out. I gotta check you out, though. So, I mean, you know, it's all about standing behind the product, because, I mean, I'm here for the music. I'm here, my ears, I got good ears, man. I just gotta say, this music ain't new to me, and neither is a company's presence and knowing how to market it. I mean, that's what I'm here for.
And that's real talk right there. And see, this is what we do when we talk about having a strong team. Having a strong team, like, you know, you need somebody that can make your presence be out there. You need a graphic designer that can hook you up to make sure that your stuff is eye-catching and eye-popping. You know what I mean? You need a publicist that can get you on some magazines, get you somewhere, do this for you. You need somebody that either your publicist is slash photographer or something, you know what I mean? So you can have all in one, you know what I mean? You have to have a show, and at the same time, you can't be lazy as an artist or business or whatever you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And that's real talk. My man from the Shy, you got any more questions for Future?
Yeah, is Kelby on the line from Making It Mag?
Oh, he's not. Kelby's about to be on in a few seconds.
Okay. With Guru, like, you can actually help people get more followers, like, for me, people that's into music and stuff like that.
That's exactly what I do. You know, I had on my timeline, usually on Twitter, I invite people to see what I do in that regard. I got a formula, I got a technique, and it's tried, it's tested, and I'm from Irvington, New Jersey, everybody. I'm out here in Irvington. You know, this is really what we do, support each other. So I got a group, Sky High ENT, that, you know, I support them. You know, they from my hood. We know the same cats. Started a Twitter account for them, and, you know, less than 2 months, we got over 2,000 followers on that account. Now, they got two other pages, but the work I put in, it just went to be. I mean, this was the support. I mean, so I do this for anybody that's ready to work with me, because it's important to have a fan base. If your fan base ain't really, like, right with you on Twitter, you ain't going to win. I mean, because that's really what it is right now. They live in MySpace. Where they going? So, it's good to have a nice MySpace popping. And I'm going to tell you like this. I can help. If you want to step MySpace up, you ain't really ready to leave MySpace, I can help you step the game up. Just explain a very good point. I support all the graphic artists and publishers because the glue of what we here for. That's the reason you're going to take it to the next level is having that strong team. And it goes back to starting building in the right place. You can't take bricks and straw and try to build the same house. Make it all bricks. So, I mean, that's why you got to have a strong team, like she said. So I definitely want to make sure that you shout out all the graphic artists and please send your work to me. In that regard, even if you design websites, I don't really have time to design websites anymore. I do the traffic now. Like, you let me start your traffic, even if you sell music online. You got an Amazon, I do all digital media. You want to get involved in selling some music online, you need to holler at me. My Gmail is futureguru100@gmail. Let's get the digital media. Let's get that.
You know what? I got, matter of fact, yeah, bro, I actually spoke to you. Oh, some time ago, because you messing with King and them, right?
Yeah, shout out to Rapstar Promo, Young Money TV, corporate sponsor. So I definitely shout out that right now. That's exactly who I meant when I said my corporate sponsor. Shout out to Rapstar Promo. And like I said, this is what we're here for, to help. If you go to our Twitter page and you see that, we got all kinds of stuff for artists to be involved with, man. It's just promo. It's good promo and it's good services, man. We doing it real. I mean, we really doing it for the people.
And they doing it real big right there, man. Hold up, we got a caller from the 317. Caller from the 317, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with your boy, Future Guru. I'm talking about this man is doing it real crazy big. Where you representing, fam?
Hey, what's up? It's Teddy from you. Making a magazine. Yeah, I tried.
Is this Mr. Kelby from Making a Magazine?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, man. We got Future Guru on the line also and stuff. We was dropping some jewels, man.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Shout out. What's up, bro?
Nothing much, man. Just out and about around town. But yeah, I'm definitely checking you out, listening in.
Definitely. Everybody that's checking in right now, we got, you know what I'm saying, the CEO of Making It Magazine live in the building along with Future Guru, man, right now, man. And this is one of the hottest magazines right now. That's definitely, like, this magazine separates from any magazine you see out there, because this magazine is not just, you know, for entertainment. This magazine gives you, like, real-life information for whatever type of industry you're trying to do. Are you in the music industry? But it's just real keys to life and just straight business. It's real talk. You know what I mean? So they're not playing no games, man. And these people right here, you know what I mean? It's all about support. And they definitely, if you support them, they support you. Making a Magazine is blazing hot right now. And most of y'all cats, if y'all in different regions, y'all need to have Making a Magazine in your market ASAP. But you know what I'm saying? I can't say it no better than the one and only Mr. Kelby. Making a Magazine. You know what I'm saying? So, Mr. Kelby, man, you know what I'm saying? Tell us more about Making the Magazine. Give us the synopsis, man.
Basically, what it is, we're the Wall Street Journal for hip hop. Instead of us doing another magazine, like, you know, I feel like it's too many Source magazines, too many XXLs, too many Ozones. You know, everybody want to show you what's going on in the industry, but don't nobody want to show you the door to get in it. And so that's what we decided to do. We decided to put together a magazine, and we cover stuff like, you know, find a good entertainment attorney, break it down how publishing works, the point systems, questions you should be asking your manager, that type of stuff. So that's our whole our angle with the magazine. It's built on the principle of helping people who are seriously pursuing careers in the entertainment industry. Started the magazine 3 years ago. It was just like a black and white 4-page newsletter. Right now we up to full color, 64-page gloss publication, sending it out to 104 markets, 43 states. We did some distribution overseas in Germany, the UK, Switzerland. Got a nice reach with our email list, text list. We've been getting a lot of great feedback on the publication, because it was something that was missing in the market, something that people needed. A lot of people have a million and one questions that they be trying to figure out, you know, what's the best way to go about getting on or making money or getting a deal. And, you know, everybody's on this whole, the game is to be sold and not told. But, you know, what we've been doing for the past 3 years, we've been telling it, just giving it away to those people who are serious, weeding out the real from the fake, so to say. And so now we're getting ready. We're switching things up with the magazine. We're going to a straight subscription model starting at the beginning of the year. About to add a whole lot of new stuff, free beat repository for royalty-free beats for our subscribers, free record pools, free business contracts, webinars, just a whole lot of good stuff, just trying to help people take it to their next level as far as their career is concerned. Under the magazine, we do several different programs. just to help people get their music out. We do the On the Grind mixtape, which is basic principle that, you know, everybody who has the money doesn't have a hit record, and everybody who has a hit record doesn't have the money. So, you know, if an artist got $20 worth of faith in their record, they submit it in, and it's guaranteed to get listened to by a panel of DJs and various industry professionals. At the end of the deadline for each project, we take the top 15 records, put it on a promotional release, and put 5,000 units out in the street to help them get a buzz and get their name out there. We've actually had two artists who've been featured on the On the Grind mixtapes that have deals now. One is on DTP, then there's a group that just got picked up, Swag Team, which is Young Jock's label, and a lot of artists who have, just been lucky enough to get booked for a lot of shows and been getting really good feedback from being featured on the mixtape. Then we just jumped off fourth quarter will be our first run of our USB record pool, where what we're doing is we're doing up 1,000 custom manufactured USB drives preloaded with music and giving them out to our DJs and A&Rs down here in Atlanta. So we're trying to build bridges to get people in. And, you know, everything we do, we try to make sure that it's affordable, because we understand what it is when you're independent.
And that's real talk, man. And that's, you know what I'm saying, you're doing something, you know, you're creating a lane that no one else has created. You know, everybody's me, me, me. But you know what I'm saying, you know, I think that everybody needs to support this magazine. The subscription does not cost that much. And you got to understand the access that you get. The access that you get to all these features, all of these different things that you can utilize for furthering your business, you know what I'm saying? Like, who does that? Only making the magazine. You already know what it is. They get an official stamp from me. And let me tell you how real it is. I subscribe to it. I show you my confirmation. You know what I'm saying? It's real talk, man. It ain't no game out here. You guys need to really, like, jump on the situation. But, Mr. Kelvin, you basically didn't really think that it was going to go to this level, did you, when you first? Because you first started as an artist like most of us did, right?
Yeah, like, I used to, honestly, this is my background. I was an artist, but I was an artist because I like doing music, but I really didn't it wasn't my first passion. I always had more of a talent for the business side of things. But, you know, as an artist and a CEO, when you first start your first label, everybody goes through that thing. But it's like when you're spending your money and your resources and your time and investing it into someone who isn't serious, it's like a million and one artists everybody wants to be an artist. And it's like something I say, and I may catch some slack for it, but it's like, you know, it's like everyone wants to rap, because it don't take nothing to be a rapper but a notebook. Like, if you want to make beats, you got to at least buy some equipment and learn how to use it. If you want to sing, you got to be able to sing. You practice. You know, all it takes to be a rapper is to get a notebook. So it's like a lot of people who always jump on it, well, I'm going to be a rapper, but they're not really serious about it. They just see what they see on TV, and they think that just because I put together a song, then I'm a blow, I'm gonna get on. It's just like immediately from point A to point B, but they don't see none of the steps in between. So I say that to say, when I started out rapping, I started rapping by default because I couldn't find artists who were serious enough about what they were trying to do for me to put the effort behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I'm gonna waste money and time, I'm gonna waste it on myself.
And that's real tough.
Like,
that's real tough.
My first project, I released fresh out of high school, 17 years old. Took a $10 investment, turned it into $22,000 in 11 months, just selling my CD.
Wow.
And from there, that's when I started my first studio, started my first magazine. This is back in Indianapolis. So for everybody who's listening to this, and you in some miscellaneous market, and you talk about your market don't support you, it don't matter. It's about your grind.
Real talk. And
so that's really what, like, a lot of the stuff that we talk about in the magazine and stuff that we cover is, and like the programs that I put together from that mindset. I was the artist, So I make sure that it's some stuff that makes sense on all sides. So that's the whole thing, how everything really got started as far as with the magazine. When I moved down here to Atlanta, it was pretty much the same scenario as it is anywhere else in the country. Like when I first moved down here, I thought the independent scene was going to be something different. And it's pretty much it's the same thing as it is in Indianapolis and Dayton and Louisville and all the other cities that I've been in. And so that's why I started the magazine. I originally started it, like I said, a little four-page newsletter, just because, you know, I find out about showcases and different stuff, like, all after the fact. So I was like, well, let me put together something where it be just like a directory where people can find out what the events and just industry events and stuff that are coming up. And I did, like, I decided to put a couple articles in there to fill up some of the space. And I did an article, How the South Killed Hip-Hop. And it, like, had Jeezy on the front of it, and it, like, stirred up a lot of controversy. But when people read it, like, everyone loved the article. Like, I think it was about our second, third issue, we had, like, 39 different cities where we had people in different markets, like DJs and promotions people, that wanted us to send the newsletter out there because they had got it online. So that's really how the magazine grew, is just based on us really trying to do something different and providing good information, and it really people being hungry for that type of information and the stuff that we do. So we've just been really blessed to have been able to team up and meet up with good people such as yourself that has been trying real hard to push us to that next level because they believe in the vision and what we're doing.
And then, see, this is what I'm talking about, people. The reason why I do shows like these is so basically you guys can get informed. It's basically grind harder, hustle harder. And, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Miss Photographics in the chat room. I'm telling you, man, it's crazy right now. These people like, you know, Future Guru and Mr. Kelby of Making a Magazine are the epiphany of what grind and hustle. It doesn't always have to be illegal. You know what I'm saying? You can apply that same situation and make it profitable for you. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Whether it be a magazine, whether it be marketing, find your niche in this game. And you know what I'm saying? And regardless, you know, if your town doesn't support you, the thing about it is you got to see the bigger picture. If they don't see it, make them see it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to grind extra hard. And these men right here, these gentlemen here are the epiphany of what success is. Why? Because they have been able to sustain themselves doing what they love to do. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have a question for both of you guys, right? Right now in this recession, right now in, you know, the fate of music, hip hop in general, just hip hop itself. How do you feel that the situation with all these rappers, basically because the South has basically dominated the hip hop industry right now? How do you feel the fact that T.I., Lil Wayne has to cut his hair, go to jail, Gucci Mane's going to jail? How do you feel? What do you think is going to happen right now at this moment? Do you feel like it's a chance for some of these up-and-coming artists to step their game up?
And I'm about to go commit a misdemeanor so I can go see that concert. Cat Williams was supposed to open it, I heard, but he got let out.
This is what happens when you're
Hey, Google, you breaking up, man.
Yeah, I was saying, when you're a signed rapper and you go to jail, and if you got money behind you, it's going to suck for you because if, I mean, your company decides to cut you loose while you're in jail, you're going to have problems. Somebody like Gucci, Lil Wayne, those are the top guys that go to jail, but you got to think about like this. They records, they're going to get enough spins everywhere, and they're going to be good. So that's not going to work for everybody.
Yeah, I don't think Boosie going to be looking too good after this 4-year thing he about to do.
I mean, yeah, he's going to look good. I mean, the thing is, his music is going to live. Just take Max B. You got New York up here, too. He's locked up. Mm-hmm. I mean, Max B's locked up, and he's the wave. What they talking about wave? I mean, when he gets knocked out the box, it's another scoop. It's a super solo.
Or, it's a nice amount of time.
Hey, Google, you breaking up real bad, man. You breaking up real bad over there.
4 years is a nice amount of time when you consider your fan base and them growing up. Like, just think about Mystical about to get out next year. Like, where is that Mystical fan base that when he went in?
Exactly.
Like these is real. This is real. Like, you know, like a lot of these young people, like artists. I hear like artists joking about that type of stuff. Like, but that's serious stuff. Like whenever you get done with it, these is. Plenty of productive years of their prime that they missing out on.
That's
a real serious thing. Like that's one of the big things. Like when I started doing music, like I wasn't never in the streets like that, but I had plenty of people around me who was. I never took any money from anybody on this stuff. That's why my whole thing, that $10 investment, it wasn't just about doing music. It was just about proving the point that you don't need, it don't take. It takes money to make money, but it don't take much. As long as you're willing to work for it, and you whatever you don't spend out of your pocket, you're going to spend in sweat equity. You're going to have to grind for it. And so that's the whole thing what I be trying to tell, like, a lot of cats. Like, when I was back home, I used to go to the high schools and speak and stuff like that because it's much bigger than this music stuff. And, like, a lot of these cats, they sit up and they look at this industry. They look at BET, and they see what's on BET and all that stuff. That's like watching Barney. Like, real talk, that's make-believe. That's a man in a suit. Because whenever that video shoot over with, that ain't what he's driving out in. Like,
right.
And that's a lot of cats don't understand that. And that's why with the Making It magazine, we teach you how to get in the business. We teach people about the business side of it. But we teach basic principles that even if this music stuff don't work out, you'll be able to take them same principles and apply it to a different part of your life. And be productive. So that's why we do a lot of focus on business with money management. We do cover stuff on just being a good entrepreneur.
And that's real talk. That's real talk, right? We got a caller from the 919. Is that like North Carolina over there? Am I right?
Yeah.
All right, ding, ding, ding. I'm so excited. Caller from North Carolina, man. State your name. Where you repping, fam?
This is O, Raleigh, North Carolina. Just called in to say what's up to everybody.
Oh, that's what's up.
What's up, man?
I'm good.
Hey, O, you got a question for Future Guru or Kelby?
No, I was just listening. You know what I'm saying? I saw y'all was on Twitter, so I was just listening to what, you know, the girls had going on with his magazine. Congratulations. Do your thing out there in Atlanta. We up in North Carolina. I run the Carolina Music Awards, and we're going to add the Youth Music Awards to the Carolina Music Awards. In August, we're doing the National Poetry Awards. So I produce TV shows and events. So I saw y'all was on the call, so I just jumped on, you know, just listening, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. Well,
hey, definitely congratulations on that win and all the things you got going on, bro.
That's what's up. Thank you. Definitely thanks for calling, man. You know what I'm saying? With this whole situation with the music industry, man, just dealing with it, you know, there's several magazines and also with you, Future Guru, there's several cats that say, you know, they do, you know, the trafficking and all that stuff, right? And the magazine. What really, like, separates you guys, you know, from anybody else that's out here claiming that they doing what they're doing?
I'm going to take that one.
Go ahead. You take that first.
First, because for the most part, the network that I'm involved with is just speaking for itself by just having direct contact to the business. Like, if you could think about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, when you had to even walk into a meeting or get introduced to somebody or, you know, have your team out there and somebody see you posted, somebody see you at a showcase. I mean, I still make that happen. But at the same time, I'm saving a lot of people time and energy by putting their music in the right hands, man. That's all it is about for me. And especially if it's your business, you got to have it in the right hands. And that's what separates me. I make sure that I knock on people's doorstep and introduce your business, your concept,
You gotta understand, I came into marketing in the 80s, man, when I came out of, you know what I mean, when I came out of, in the high school, man, it was a wrap. I mean, I was just introduced to a world that, like, my boss was a printer, but we worked in the corporate environment, and we both getting money just using printing and advertising. See, I'm a printer, so, I mean, that it just takes its own shape now that we have the internet. That's why I've never been interested in working in an office, which I could do, but I'm successful at what I do because I got the people with me, man, and that just makes my business grow. I mean, it's always been like that.
Yes, real talk. And Mr. Kelby, what's your take on that?
What separates me? Whatever I feel, honestly, is real simple. We the truth. I couldn't put it no simpler than that. It's like, there's a lot of people out here selling dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear artists all the time. It's like a lot of artists, they scared to invest into their careers and do certain things because they know it's a lot of sharks out here. And they know it's a lot of people who just trying to get money out of them. It's people who don't care about their career. They only care about paying their mortgage and how much money they can get out of artists to get that done. And mm-hmm. So just being real, like, I don't do a lot of name dropping, and I don't promise a whole bunch of stuff that can't be delivered. I'll tell an artist in a second, you know, how I feel about the music. I'd rather tell you that this song ain't going to be the best one for you to push and you come up with one that's going to be easier to push than to take your money and get a mediocre response for it. So it's just like everything that we do is like we're trying to go against this. It's a lot of artists who complain about they didn't got burnt and someone sold them a dream. And what I tell every artist is, like, only way someone can sell you a dream is if you bought it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you sit up and you hear the stuff and it just can't no one promise you a deal, no matter how much money you give them. And if they do get you a deal because you spent money, what kind of deal are you getting? The
mm-hmm.
same money that you spend buying a deal, you could build a business and make some money.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really our focus is on. We ain't trying to sell people this dream. We ain't trying to sell them BET. We trying to, you know, do something as far as building our community, building our culture, building up hip-hop, building up young entrepreneurs, and making sure that we can make money because it's too many people with logos and chains hanging around their necks, and we ain't got no black-owned distribution companies for all these albums that we're putting out.
And that's real talk. And, you know, and I tell these artists, you know what I'm saying? The first thing I tell them is that make sure your paperwork is together. Everybody can be like Luda and sign yourself to yourself. Everybody can LLC their business. But most of y'all cats is lazy out here. That's the problem. A lot of cats are lazy. You know what I'm saying? You can go and you can reap the benefits. You can find out how to start a licensing company. You can find out how to get the information yourself. You can find out how to become your own publishing company. But why? A lot of people are lazy. And that's the thing. We have to get out of this laziness. A lot of these artists and people just think that they can go on the booth and, yeah, I'm recording. Who are you recording for? You know, I don't know sometimes, man. I don't know sometimes. And another question for you, both of you guys. What do you feel is the hardest adversity? What's the hardest thing being in this industry that you felt just, you know, starting your business up or even now dealing with? What is the hardest thing you have to deal with in this industry? And we're going to go to commercial and come back and talk about the top 10 things that an artist should not do trying to approach you guys. Okay. Go ahead and tell me what's the hardest thing that you guys have to deal with.
You want to take that first? Now go ahead, bro. The hardest thing, honestly, is the mentality. Like what you said is like everybody out for self, and like I hear a lot of artists complain about labels trying to screw them, and everybody trying to screw them. But shoot, at the same time, they're trying to screw everybody else. Like ideally, an artist would let someone put all their money into their project, put it out, and expect to get 100% of the money. So, you know, when you complain about a 360 deal, if you complain about any deal that you sign, understand that's an agreement. And it's just like, understand that everybody has to win for the situation. It has to make sense for everybody. So I think the biggest thing that I deal with is trying to change the mindset of the people that I work with. Just as far as with these artists, I don't try to make customers. I try to make clients. So it's just getting people in that mind frame of being able to trust people and be open in regards to what their goals are, what their budget is, and what they're planning to achieve, and being realistic about their resources and their aims.
And that's real talk. That's definitely a serious situation right there. And Future Guru, your take on what's the hardest thing that you have to deal with in this industry?
I just appreciate everybody that works hard. Like, so once I get that, like, out of a person in my circle, it becomes easier to do business with people that you either not gonna deal with or just moving in positive within your circle, and your business can happen for you that way. What happens now is I'm closing the window. Like, it's gonna be minutes. Like, I'm just not saying, like, when you say that, you just say it's a certain look image you're gonna have, and other people are gonna be taking care of stuff for you. Like, and when you elevate, this is what elevation is all about. You gotta have a team that's really making that happen. Like, everybody around you that carries on after you, you gotta be thinking about it that way, because you ain't selfish from the beginning. So, I mean, you're gonna win when you stop trying to be, like, competitive, and you're gonna be, I mean, just be creative. Like, my take on anything is just be creative. And I got a cat that do beats. That's on Twitter. His Go Postal Twitter is his Twitter is GOPOSTLE, Go Postal. And when you start hearing these tracks, I mean, we just laying foundations of what talents we have. I DJ, play drums. So from that on, we got skills. That I write hooks and I do bars. So my adversity is getting myself, like, just say, let's help somebody, and then maybe somebody will know, pay attention to these guys got serious sounds and music here. We got a here. We got music. We got beats. We got commercials. We can do hooks. We can do, I mean, just let's work together on something. Somebody going to need some promotion on some type of item or valuable product. You think you're going to come out of this? Yeah. So why not help the person that's having adversities too? Like, I need some help too. I mean, yeah, I'm having
a And see, what he said,
follow him on my CLE. And you can hear the tracks. I got the tracks. And, I mean, anybody that got a track that need a hook, I'll do that too. I mean, but it's basically smarts and just knowing how to market a company. And it's nothing to say, I'm not a rapper. I spit bars all day. So what? But look. Let's get to where it should be. Let's have a corporate look for jingles and commercials and voiceovers. Like, Les is talented, voiceover. Let's, you know, I mean, that's what I do. So we're going to eliminate them somehow. Let's keep stay positive and stay positive. All I do is say I stay focused through it. We go through a lot of stuff, man.
And that's real talk. And that's real talk right there. And, you know, The thing about it is, real talk, you might think you don't need somebody, but at the end of the day, we all need each other. And in this business, like I tell y'all, independent cats, don't burn bridges. Because understand, you're going to have to come back to that person at the end of the day. Because we got a small community when it comes to the music industry. And you never know who's connected to who. Real talk. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Don't burn bridges with cats in this industry. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is that everybody needs each other, and these artists always complain and cry, yo, this, that, and the third. But if you can go and spread money and make it rain, and you can buy, you know, midgets on your necks and stuff, you would have a nice budget.
to pay your publicist, you know what I'm saying? To pay your graphic designer and stuff. But no, I wanna barter, I wanna this, that. I'm gonna tell y'all real talk. I learned in the hard. Sometimes you can barter if it's in the best interest of the person. But yo, the best way to get it is break bread. Even if it's a little bit, break bread with the cat. Break the ice, break bread so somebody, cause most of these cats done dealt with cats and done played them and all kinds of stuff. They ain't trying to hit none of that. Break bread off the break. Make moves and do what you gotta do. All that other stuff, all that crying and whining, dog, you just spent and dropped $200 at the strip club. You could have used that for something else. And that's real talk. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Y'all cats need to stop whining and complaining and stop being lazy. You need to really get your priorities together and get your business together. And that's real talk. These men definitely are the definition of this situation. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we're going to basically ask them what are the top things. If artists want to come to you guys or basically submit anything, how do they go about doing it, and what are the absolute no-nos not to do when they're trying to get stuff to you? All right? We're going to go to a commercial. Fellas, stay on the line with me.
www.myperformancetour.com. Artists, DJs, producers, and models. Are you tired of searching for the spotlight? Well, if so, beginning December 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Hilton Daytona Beach Oceanfront Resort in Daytona Beach, Florida, the Performance Tour is exactly what you've been waiting for. Register today at MyPerformanceTour.com. Artists, come and finally get a chance to be heard by the industry's majors. DJs, come and show your skills on a DJ battle. Producers, come and network with over 1,000 artists, sell your beats, and get recognized by the industry's majors. And models, come walk the runaway show out the hottest new designs of the hottest clothing line. Strictly Bump One. That's right, Strictly Bump One. This event will also be filmed by G-Unit's ThisIs50.com. Confirmed for the panels thus far are representatives from Atlantic Records, Def Jam Records, G-Unit, Interscope Records, Swisher House Records, writers from BET and VH1, and many more. So register right now at www.myperformancetour.com.
That's what it is, man. Y'all need to check out PerformanceTour.com for real.
Coming through the DMV right now. Pulled up, popped the laptop. Guess what was on? My girl, Lush. Lush Radio Online. Yo, what it do? Know the name, know the difference. N-O-E. It's your boy Noah in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you already know. We live in the building. If you just joining us right now, we got two of the hottest men in the industry right now. We got Future Guru right there. I mean, this dude is the master of trafficking right now online. If you need that internet presence on your website, you might got the website all designed and all that, but you don't got cats staying on your site. You don't got cats joining up to your site. This is the man with the plan. You need to holler at this dude. He goes hard body for you on the internet. Your man Future Guru. You know what I'm saying? Along with the CEO, the man with the plan of making the magazine, one of the hottest magazines coming straight out of ATL. I'm talking about it's dropping worldwide. Y'all need to subscribe to it. 25 something and some change. It ain't nothing. Y'all spend that on a dub bag or something. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to holler at that. Making the magazine, the CEO, Kelby, live in the building. We dropping jewels. Get your money up. Get your pen in your pad. We dropping jewels, baby. Holla at your girl. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So men, this is the thing, right? Right now, I need you guys to give the people, you know what I'm saying, your Twitter and where they can get at you guys.
All right, okay. Let's go, Bryce. All right. Les, I'd just like to say thank you again for that beautiful words and introduction, because you really know what time it is, and that's what's important right now. So I just want everybody that's listening to just remember that it's on my Twitter.com, FutureGuru100, and I definitely appreciate when you send it, and if you send it to the same Gmail, on the Gmail, or you know, send me a song, or your pictures, or your promo,
You know, I do have a site that's popping, and I'm glad to work my mouth to get you the advertisement and the buzz. So what happens with that is, like, it's linked to my PayPal, and we can talk about it, because it's important that you see, like, that I could charge you $400 a month, but I don't do that. I mean, I charge a lot less, and we can talk about it, and it's the beautiful thing when y'all know what's going on, because it's important that the music trying to get out there is actually, you see the numbers. Like, when I put it out there, the numbers, you're going to see the numbers. That's one thing I say that's the difference with me. You're going to see the numbers. You're going to see what's going on. And my Gmail is FUTUREGURU 100. And remember, 100 is for, because I keep it 100 with everybody. I mean, that's basically how you got to be in Irvington. You can't be faking no moves and be who you are. I can be who I am anywhere, because it is who I am. I'm not faking here where I'm at. You can't do it like that here, not in Irvington. I mean, I shout out to everybody that keep it real in their hood. And this is what I need to be connecting with, because that's the only way somebody going to try to help somebody else. I mean, these, like, people that's on this call, like, when Lush can tell you what it is from the rip, I know people that she have on her show. I mean, you know, it wouldn't even matter, because what she is building, she did it on her own. That's what's important to remember. She did all this, that, just following on her own. I mean, and you, when that respect is there, that's when things work for people that want to do straight business. There's no game. There's no games. How can there be games? And that's why I appreciate this call. I appreciate this call for everybody listening. Shout out to Radio Online and the My Performance Tour, because this is currently my project for Lush. I mean, you gotta accept it. I mean, she actually do a job, and we working, because I like the network with the show, and you just heard the commercial, so I feel good that I'm helping out on Twitter. You're going to see that on my Twitter. Go to my Twitter. You're going to see it. It's there already. Don't play. That's what I do.
Holler at me. That's real talk, man. That's real talk. For real, man. For real, y'all, definitely, man. And Kelby, man, tell the people where they can get at you, man. Get them subscriptions, man. You know what I'm saying? And holler at you for that link, man. It's only like 25 and some change, man. Y'all know that's nothing for y'all, man. Come on now.
It's just everybody grab a pen or open up notepad and write it down. It's Making It Mag. MakinItMag. There's no G at the end of making. It's MakinItMag. So you can find me anywhere based on that. MakingItMag.com, Twitter.com / MakingItMag, MySpace.com / MakingItMag, YouTube.com / MakingItMag, all over the internet, MakingItMag, MakinItMag. And if you go to our website, it'll link you over to the different programs that we got going on, our Paid to Perform program, where we help artists book paid shows, the On the Grind mixtape, where we help artists break their records without breaking the bank, the USB record pool, the subscription program, our mailing list, just everything will link you, it'll link you over to everything from our main website, makingitmag.com.
That's what's up, man. And all I'm saying is, when I get my mag, you know I'm going to take me a photo with the mag, you know what I'm saying, and send you that, you know what I'm saying, real quick. You know what I'm saying? Once I get my mag to me, you know what I'm saying? I'm so excited right now. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And these two men right here can vouch for you. Let's don't play no games, man. You know what I'm saying? If I say I'm down with you, and I say I'm going to break bread, I break bread off the break. Ain't no questions. I ain't talking no craziness. Let's get it in. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody out here doing straight business with me, I'm giving a shout out right now, because they just got their website online and it's popping. Shout out to bfonz.com. B B-O-N-D-Z. It's two B's. B, www.bondz.com. And when you go there, you're going to see how this website game go down with me. Because you're going to see me promoting that on Twitter because this man from Jersey City owns the label, Aviator Music, all the artists and producers under him. Nico, shout out to Slimstrument. And Nico on Twitter, Slimstrument is the producer, one producer, and Nico. See, these are things that, like DJs, I'm going to shout out to the DJs. And shout out one more DJ, the real DJ Spazzo, who just caught on to this whole thing that Killer Kel putting down. And, you know, everybody know that out here in Irvington, they call me Killer Kel because I just kill everything I do, including the internet. So right now, it just means that we just have a network, and B-Bonds is doing it in Jersey City, and the music is there for you to hear. You're going to see it go down right there, how it really will be with a web up when it the game on their website, just take a look. You're going to see it right there on b5.com, and that's what we're promoting right now.
And that's real talk. That's real talk right there. Now, men, this is a question. All these artists, I know y'all get thousands of artists, thousands of different businesses coming at you. I want to get on making the magazine. Killer Kel, man, I need you to do this. I need to do that, man. What's good? What is the absolute no-no that'll tell you you're going to turn this person down?
Okay.
Kelby. Absolute three. Give me three, Kelby.
Three? Okay. Don't just send me no link. Like, don't speak to me. Speak to me first. Establish a relationship before you send me your music. If your first message to me on MySpace or Twitter or email that I get from you is check out my mixtape, check out my single, check out my song, check out my anything, I'm deleting it. Just real talk. Why should I be checking it out? You haven't established, you haven't even taken the time or effort out to even establish a relationship before you asking for something. And so that's why I'm real big on this. At least, you know, you ain't even always got to break bread, but it's just at least put forth an effort. Let a person know you first. Don't just, because then you've shown that the relationship is all about me. So, like, I tell all artists, I tell everybody, you know, talk to a person first. Like, just sending me a link to your mixtape on Twitter, that's like seeing someone in the street and just throwing a CD at them. And walking. And it's like, you didn't say hi. You didn't say, here, check me out. You know, put it on number 13. Nothing. You just do some music at me. And what am I going to do? I ain't going to catch it. I'm going to let it hit the ground. And I'm going to keep on walking.
And number two?
Number two is be ready to spend some money. Like, real talk. Like, I do this for a living. Like, this ain't no hobby. This ain't no internship. I pay my bills. This is what I do. I got kids. This is what I do for a living. And it's like, and I tell these artists this, and a lot of artists, the artists who don't spend no money, they're not serious about their career. They're not serious about what they're trying to do. And this is one of the things I always tell people. And some people get mad, and the ones who get mad, is the only reason you'll get mad at this is because you see it in yourself. And it's like, I tell cats. Artists, rappers, producers, singers, I tell them in a second, you're not a rapper. If you're not making money from rapping, you're not a rapper. Mm. If you're not making money from producing, you're not a producer. If you're not making money from singing, you're not a singer. You're someone who raps. You're someone who makes beats. You're someone who sings. But if you're not making any income from it, that is not your profession. I may go play ball at the YMCA, but if a chick asks me what I do for a living, I'm not going to tell her I'm a ball player. I'm an accountant. I'm whatever is giving me a check at the end of the week.
Well,
that's what your profession is. And that don't mean that you can't aspire to be that, but you gotta take steps toward making money off of it. Like, you just can't say that you're something, and, you know, you can speak things to existence, but you still have to put action behind those words.
That's real talk. And number three.
Number three? Really, that's just be honest. just be real. Like, my thing, like, I used to be an artist. My whole thing is I try to work with everybody. Everybody's budget. We do payment plans. We do everything because, you know, I really don't feel that, you know, it makes sense for an artist or anyone to go broke trying to do what they love doing. So we work with you. We really, really work with you. But when you kind of don't, just be honest. Don't lie about what your budget is. Like, I hate the cats who come and, this is all the things that we want to do, and they have all this big stuff. And then slowly but surely, like, you know, the artist or the promoter with the incredible shrinking budget, like, they start off and they want to do the $10,000 music video, and then by the time that it comes down to it, the day of, they just want to do a photo shoot. It's like, just be honest with us outside, because the more time we got to spend and do all that, that's really, you're burning up your money, because, like, there's administrative costs that go into everything. The more time that we got to spend doing, figuring out this stuff, all the paperwork, all the research on anything that we do for you, you're going into your budget. You're going into what we can do for you. If you just be honest, and we'll tell you how to stretch that money. Like, me, for instance, as an artist, like, I shot my first music video, my budget was $400, and that's what I spent on the camera. And I got into rotation on TV. So, I mean, it's ways you can do, it's a lot of ways to make things happen. It's just really all about being realistic and understanding, okay, if this is what you're working with as far as your budget, then these are the things that you're going to have to do to make it stretch. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I started with $10. So, you know, no matter what your budget is, you know, I at least make some recommendations on some stuff. Okay, these are a couple of outlets that you might want to look into. But, like, all these artists, like I said, the second thing I was talking about, if you ain't making no money from it, that ain't your profession. So if you got 1,000 songs recorded and you can't sell some CDs, then why are you keep recording songs?
That's real talk, man. Who are you recording for? Real talk. Future Guru, man, what is your top three that basically artists, you know what I'm saying, what's the top three no-nos that an artist or a person that's trying to acquire your services shouldn't do?
All I ask people from the beginning is to just, you know, just take a little bit of information, especially if I contact them. But for the most part, when they send it, I mean, usually if I can tell from their websites, I mean, how serious they are about their career, if it's something I'm standing behind. And I get a lot of emails, and trust me, when it comes to it, it's just a matter of just being able to take through and give a person a chance. Like, so what happens is once you get that chance and you want to be able to prove it, I mean, I become just like, more willing to listen. Sometimes, usually on Twitter, they can
talk. Hey, Guru. Yeah. Your top three of what they should not do.
Just don't send, like, something that's not mixed. Like, sometimes they send stuff that's not really mixed, and it's just not, like, really acceptable for me to present it to someone else. You got to have a nice flow or concept with your song. So not having a concept with your song is real whack. And then the next thing is like expecting that I'm doing a lot of promotion, like my man said, for free, because I'm not. I mean, that's just basically a top. I mean, because it's just basically what I consider time to be valuable. Because I'm giving out a lot of information and helping a lot of people, and I'm not going to stop doing that. I mean, so it's going to benefit you, and I know that you need to work with me. So that's why I really don't play the time game too good. I mean, I play it, but I'm playing it for a reason, because I don't mind sharing some information. That's why I took that name. I mean, that's what I'm here for. But, you know, down the line, we're going to talk about some things it's called building. I mean, you have to start somewhere without saying, like, hey, I've done a lot of stuff on the arm, so I've done that already. So I'm not saying I'm going to stop doing it, but I'm here for a reason. And he just said it. I was a manager at Home Depot for 8 years, so I'm blessed to be working at home, but I'm not gonna start working for free, because I don't, you know, it's just a thing where they think that. I mean,
we all gotta pay bills, man. Real talk, we all gotta pay bills, man. Radio shows, PR people, man, everybody gotta pay bills, man. Stop with the funny talk. Come on and stop playing games.
Yeah, you know, they know they should be dealing with me, and that all the hesitation, what's all the hesitation about? I mean, I'm real with that. I mean, come on. I'm the people that's catching on is winning. I mean, what can I say? That's basically what my philosophy is right now, and I'm glad you asked that question. Like, so I'm already just saying, one of the no-nos is just basically don't expect my time like it's going to be over and over again, huh? Because I'm here for it's not going to be over and over again if you ain't ready. If you ain't ready, I got too many services I'm offering to other people.
And that's real talk. Like this is the thing.
I got to say one thing. I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you on the 862 number because I got to log off. This phone's going to die.
Okay. All right, man. That's what's up. Yo, and the thing about it is, man, you know, if you know, you don't want to pay for an ad and making a magazine, or you don't want to pay for, you know what I'm saying, to be on a USB thing, it's 1,000 more other cats that want to do it. So, you know what I'm saying, you ain't going to make them or break them. That's real talk, and that's reality. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And not to be, you know, I'm not trying to be, you know, cutthroat or some cats might be mad, but real talk, I'm not saying, but, you know, don't come to cats and say you want to do business and say this is the type of budget you got. Then at the end of the day, you're like, son, out, like, that's just like, yo, I got a pound, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to buy a pound for you, you know, I got 1,500, but when they get there, yo, all I got is like 600. Like, come on now, like, let's get it together, you know what I mean? This is not the streets. This is business. And we don't play games when it comes to the corporate America, when it comes to business and CEOs that's running their companies and they trying to feed their kids. It's not a game. You don't play with no cash money out here in this game, real talk. You know what I mean? How you feel about that, Kelby?
I think one of the big things I hear, like, a lot of artists talk about how the, like, talk about the music that's on the radio. Artists all the time talking about how, man, they don't play no good music on the radio. They keep playing this bubblegum stuff. They keep playing all this whack music on the radio. And it's like, okay, if you make better music than the music that's on the radio, then obviously it ain't about the music. So what do you need to be doing different? And it's like, you need to step your game up from a business perspective, from the marketing, from the promotion. And it's like, like I said earlier, you can have all these great songs on a hard drive somewhere, but if you ain't pushing them in the streets, if you ain't selling them, if you ain't doing the necessary steps to really take your business to the next level, how do you expect it to get there? And it's like, I hear people, one of the big sayings that is, you know, if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same results. And it's like, honestly, if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get less results because the world going to keep changing around you. Shit, $1.50 would have bought you a gallon of gas a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the world changes. So you keep doing the same thing. If you ain't stepping your game up, guess what? The rest of the world is. And so even just doing the same thing that you've been doing, you're gonna consistently keep falling behind, because everybody is taking things to the next level. So that's why you got artists who, okay, they may not be as talented as you, but guess what? They're going to go and put in that extra effort to get their music heard and to get their stuff out there. And it's really, like, the cats got to change their way of thinking, like, their whole mindset. And one of the big things.
Kelby, and I got one last two things to really ask you. Kelby, in regards to consistency, how important is consistency in regards to a business, in regards to artists, in regards to this industry, to you?
It's very important. Like, that's what people judge you based off of. Like, when I first started the magazine, like, I had a like when it was the newsletter, I was actually doing an ad in the magazine for producers. We were doing a producer listing in there, and we was charging $50 for a full year. We list you in there on the producer section for a full year. And the cat, like, hit me back on MySpace and was like, that's too much money. And, you know, was doing all this time, like, you trying to charge an arm and a leg to get in this magazine, blah, blah, scoop. And it was like, one of the things is, they weren't aware of my background. This was the first issue of the magazine and all this, that, and the other. And so it's because there was no perceived consistency. People weren't sure on the longevity of the magazine. They hadn't seen it. Where we just had launched our new magazine, our Do ATL magazine, and we had no problem with ad sales for that because people were confident in the brand and confident in making a magazine and understood what we do. Because, you know, a lot of people, they got to see our growth from that four-page black and white newsletter to when we switched to 16 pages on newsprint, to when we switched to the full gloss cover, and then we went full gloss throughout, then we doubled our page count, and all the sections we continued to add, the different things that we continued to do as far as services and things, outreach just to help artists. They saw that we were always trying to take things to the next level, not just doing the same thing. We've never done an open mic. We've put together programs where we help artists book paid shows. You know, we've done, you know, we didn't do a record pool where we try to get a whole bunch of DJs in the room and charge artists an arm and a leg to get theme bound, and they'd be leaving throughout the night. Instead, we put the record pool on a USB drive and took it to the DJs. You know, we're trying to take things. It's 2010. You know, it's time to start thinking on some futuristic stuff. Like, time is not waiting for us to evolve. We got to evolve now. And so that's what we're trying to do as far as this music thing.
Yeah, that's real talk. You never lied about that one. And, you know, I'm very proud of you, Kelby, and your consistency and your determination to do it against the odds. And I know you had a lot of dream crushes, people that might have told you it ain't going to last, or how you going to do it when you don't got that much of a budget, or how you going to really bring in money like that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you stay consistent because you seen the bigger picture, you know what I mean? So I'm definitely proud, and you're definitely, you know, a role model to a lot of these young people trying to, you know, find and go for their dream and make an idea work.
I definitely appreciate the look and all the love that you've been showing us, real talk. Anyone who listens to this, check out my YouTube entry, How to Start a Record Label with $10. I credit, a lot of that drive to my cousin, Don, who actually DJ. I looked up to him like a big brother. Like, when I first started rapping, when we was, real young, he told me I wasn't that good, so I stopped rapping. And so, it was, some years later when we was in high school, and, you know, they was trying to get me to rap because it was, something going on. And so, he has said something. He was talking to, some chicks that were over. He was yeah, cuz used to rap back in the day. He's pretty good. I used to hate on him because he's a little better than me, but he used to be nice. So, when I heard that, that sparked something in me that never let a person tell you what you can't do. And so, I always, from that point on, I think I was 16, 17 at the time, it just always was in me that if a person tells me I can't do something, that makes me find a way to do it. And when I started recording my first album, this was back in 99, 2000, all that, recorded the whole project from the crib on the computer, you know, on the pirated version of Cakewalk with a $20 radio track, and, you know, the computer was so bad and so underpowered, after I do a take, I'd have to manually go place the take and align it to the beat because everything was recorded off beat. So, but it was hey, if you got a goal, you make it happen. I can't complain about it. Me complaining wasn't going to fix it, but me taking my time and moving it would.
if there's a will, there's a way, man. You know what I'm saying? I definitely proved it. You proved it. Future Guru proved it. Rapstar Promo proved it. You know what I'm saying? E2K Magazine proved it. A lot of cats out here that I definitely support. Diverse Media proved it. Strictly Bunt One proved it. A lot of cats started from scratch. You got to remember, everything starts from scratch. These Fortune 500 companies started from scratch. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't eat just like them. You know what I'm saying? It's all about putting and taking the time and focusing your energy on what you want to do. And the question is, for these up-and-coming artists, these up-and-coming young children that want to, you know, might inspire to do some of the endeavors that you're doing, or even, you know, just do any type of business, what kind of advice would you give them, Kelby?
Think it through. It's easy to, you know, plan things out if all you think about is the happy outcome. You think about being on MTV or being on BET or running the label, and it's like, think it through. Everything is a process. Map out the trip. Don't just think about the destination and start driving, because you may be heading in the wrong direction. And I think that's the biggest thing. A lot of people, with the labels, like, everyone wants to be a CEO of a label. But if you don't like paperwork, if you don't like business, if you don't like marketing, if the only thing you like to do is rap, maybe you need to team up with someone who does like to rap. Like, the biggest thing I think I would like to see happen is for more of us to start working together. Because it's too many people recreate with all the manpower that goes into running all these individual labels. I think too many people are caught up with their logos and getting to wear a charm around their neck and that type of stuff versus actually building empires. And it's like, that's why we don't have a Microsoft. Everybody's concerned with being, you know, Office or being, you know, all the little applications up under the company that we can't come together and work together. And like I said before, like, some people would rather be a general in a losing army than a private on the winning team. And it's like, find your role, find your position, play your position and play it well, and you rise in rank from playing your position. No one's going to start off as a sergeant. No one's going to start off as a general. You're going to have to be a private somewhere first and learn. You're going to have to get that experience. Like, don't believe these bios and these publicists and none of that stuff. Like, none of this shit happened overnight for none of these artists. Everybody talks about, like, yeah, overnight success. That's the story that they weave that's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these cats are putting years of work. Them ages on them bios are not the truth.
Real talk.
So, you know.
And the thing is like this, right? Whatever you guys get into, whether it be a lawyer, doctor, whether it be this music industry, whether it means being an entrepreneur, starting your own business, if you want to go for it, stop procrastinating. Don't be a procrastinator all your life. Time is not promised to no one. If you're going to go in, go full speed, go hard, do your research, go in properly, don't half step, because you know what? Once you get in, ain't no coming back. And that's real talk right there, man. Like I said, man, mi casa, su casa, Kelby, man. I'm so proud of everything that you're doing. This is definitely something for just not even, you know, not just for our community, the African-American community, but worldwide. This is real good information for anybody trying to, you know, apply, you know, financial management and just running a business, becoming a CEO, you know, starting incorporating your business. This is what we need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they always say that, you know, power is being informed,
yeah,
having knowledge. And that's what Making It Magazine is. And you guys need to definitely support this. They got my official stamp. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm never scared. You know what I mean?
I want to give a shout out to you for you know, like I said, just having us on to speak on what we got going on. And also, I want to give a shout out to my man Kevin Shine over at A&R Consulting over Jive Records. He's been helpful with the development of some of the programs and stuff that we put together. And shout out to my man Serge over at Atlantic Records, who's doing the submission reviews for the next On the Ground mixtape. So, if you want to get your music heard by some good people, get some feedback, definitely shoot over there and submit some music at ontheground.mixtape.com. But
I got to send a shout out to Kevin Shine, too. That's my boy. Always shows a lot of love on Lush Radio Online. He always comes on the panel to, you know, basically judge some of this music and give honest feedback. Much love, especially with his whole movement, you know what I'm saying, with the songwriting situation that they got going on and the firm. And shout out to Atlantic Records, Frank Johnson, national director, you know what I'm saying. You know, we definitely, you know what I'm saying, talk to him. He will be on the show soon on Lush Radio Online. So y'all artists, y'all want to get some inside feedback on some situations, he will be in the building. Let's get it. All day, every day. You know what I'm saying? I got nothing but love for you, dog. Can I get a quick drop or something, man? Can I get that, dog?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. you ready for it?
Yeah.
Yo, what's up? This your boy, KC, Kelby County, publisher, Making It Magazine, and you are now tuned in to Lush Radio, spreading knowledge, spreading wisdom, and bringing the people together in the industry and beyond.
Wow, you sure you don't want to host the show? What's up, dog? Oh, man. You see how Kelby switched up real fast right there? Oh, man, I'm so excited right there, man. I got nothing but love, man. Y'all need to follow these cats on Twitter, Making It Magazine. You know what I'm saying? Future Goo 100. It ain't no games on Lush Radio. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. Real informative, real radio online. This is the era of new radio right here, man. All them other cats, they whack. Step on Lush Radio. Y'all already know what it is. Lock it in with us. Lock it in with Lush and stay tuned. Y'all already know what it is. I'm coming to y'all cars soon. Coming to your cars. I'm coming everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to start throwing out CDs of cats. If y'all cats don't have the internet, I'm going to provide a way for you to listen to snippets of the best of the best of Lush Radio. We getting it in. 2010, oh, it's going to be ugly. Watch me. You know what I'm saying? But I know you, Kelby. I'm definitely going to call you, you know what I'm saying, later.
All
on.
Right, before I leave out, I want to leave the callers with a little food for thought. I know like a lot of cats, they go spend money on flyers. And flyers is a good thing. But you spend $300, $200-$300 to get 5,000 flyers, and then you have to go pass them out. And you can get in our magazine for the same $200-$300. We print up 15,000 plus, and we distribute them for you. So just mess with us. We'll help you get your music out there, get your name known. And, like, if you got to work for every dollar that you make, it's going to be difficult getting rich. So work smarter and not harder.
Ow, like a lion, round. That was real right talk. That's some real talk right there. Real jewels dropped from the one and only Kelby of Making It Magazine. CEO, man. Don't forget, CEO, man. You already know what it is. Future Guru 100, man. Follow them on Twitter. They all over the place. Google it. It's a game. Don't forget to follow your girl, Lushy Lush, on Lush Radio Online. Tomorrow is going down Thursday. We're talking with Street Queens, the movement, the panel. They got the view. We got the panel. We talking about real issues that are affecting us. You got a, you know what I'm saying, a young 9-year-old that was basically, you know what I'm saying, a young 7-year-old that was, you know, assaulted sexually by a 9-year-old. You know what I'm saying? Young boy, young girl, you know what I'm saying, was going downtown on a young boy in the library. He raised his hand. He said, yo, I'm trying to report this. The library says if you're not telling on yourself, then you don't need to be telling on nobody else. So basically, the young lady commenced. So what is this young girl learning at home? Let's talk about it. Along with the 5-year young lady that was sold for young child that was sold for drugs from her mother to a man, and she was raped and killed. We're going to talk about that situation, how you feel about it, what is the state of our children, what's going on, man. Kids killing kids is going down tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Stay tuned. Street Queens, the movement. Kelby, I'm going to holler at you on the flip side. Check out myperformancetour.com. We want to thank all the callers, all the listeners, my man from Chi-Town, OENT. We get it in all day, every day. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. And shout out to my man, Archie Eversoul out there in the ATL, Kevin Shine, the whole movement, all my cats, Venom, Must Fit, you know what I'm saying? And my man, Archie Eversoul, says, y'all got to keep winning. Check this junk out here. No matter what people say, no matter if cats say that you can't take your dream and take it to the next level and you can't fly high as a kite, don't listen to what they say. Keep winning. Because really, Viacom owns everything. Government don't care about us. So we got to be history makers every day. Lust Radio Online, and you just officially got stamped. Mwah.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face, lay you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time, look at me now.
Look
at that bleeding in the street. By somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a big winner.